brings us to agenda item number 16, discussion about fishery agents in the blue crab fishery.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. This is this is just a discussion item, and it has one similarity to the last two items. The staff is going to be requesting for a public hearing to proposed amendments to address the fact that we have a date-specific regulation. So you have some background here regarding agenting in the crab fishery. This is an item that the Crab Management Advisory Committee is also discussing still, so some future recommendations may be coming on this. In 2013, the Commission took action to cap the number of agents allowed in this fishery, and as I said, currently in regulation, that cap is for the 2014 fishery. So this is just a request to advertise to amend regulation, or excuse me, Chapter 4 VAC 20-610 to change or to remove the year-specific cap.
Mr. Cimino, refresh my memory here. The cap on agenting in 2012 had a bit of history behind it, as I recall. What was the impetus for that?
Yes. Well, one of the biggest concerns with the fishery is latent effort, and you'll see that again and again that since 2008, this is a resource that's been of great concern to us, and we'll again be discussing that in the next agenda item. We've shown several times that out of the number of eligible licensees, only a small number are actually active. Since any one of those eligible licensees can jump into the fishery at any time, there could be a great increase in effort in this fishery still, just with the number of licenses we have.
Which would produce much stress.
It certainly could, yes. And that, you know, that could be motivated by a turnaround in the crab fishery if things start to look good. With the use of agents, that would allow someone that isn't even capable of fishing their license to find somebody that can do that and get out there and fish. So to know at the very least that we have a cap on the number of agents, and it was through a recommendation from the Crab Management Advisory Committee to take the number of agents that were put in for the year before with a 10% buffer, with the assumption that there may be some other cases that have shown up, and that is the number we used for the past two seasons. And at this point, we're not making any recommendation to change the number of the cap, but simply to allow that to go forward into the next few seasons.
Questions to the commission? Well, thank you. Director, anything you need from us on this?
Yes, we're requesting to advertise for a February public hearing in order to change or to amend the regulation to remove the 2014 year specific cap.
And there may be some other recommendations that go along with that at that time.
I don't know about the time frame. Yes, again, this is latent effort in general, and crab agenting is something that the CMAQ is going to take up. So as far as the time frame for the February public hearing.
Chief Arroyo.
This is a very thorny issue. might as well let you know now. CMAQ is very intent on getting information. The Blue Crab Industry Panel is working on effort control. CMAQ is working on effort control. They really lit up this latent effort situation, and most of the comments were, why isn't the agent situation similar to the way it was when things started, where it was just short time, you fill in for someone who has an illness, or you have a military leave, medically oriented, that type of thing. So there was really quite a conversation at the last meeting. And I expect it'll be a thorny issue because there are those individuals who have long employed agents. as part of their operation, especially in the peeler pot industry. And I think the other part to come before you at some point will be, you know, how really do you want to manage this in the future, given what the commissioner just said, that it's another form of harvest opportunity that maybe wouldn't be there by individuals who let other individuals use their licenses. So just be prepared, because I expect by the time we get to public hearing, we may not have solved it as far as the direction forward with CMAQ by February, but I expect not too shortly thereafter, we will be back with that. And, of course, our chairwoman of the CMAQ is right there, and she knows it was a really big issue.
And we don't have another date set for CMAQ
not
at
yet.
This point.
Not yet, but it's going to be in February.
So the possibility we'll have answers
by
the time of the public hearing?
I don't know how that'll work out. I don't know whether, you know, it certainly sounded there was a will to make some changes. So we'll try and get everything in before the public hearing, at least have a meeting, whether or not we have consensus in the form of a recommendation from CMAQ. We'll have to wait and see.
So it's a request for a public hearing at the February commission meeting.
Make a motion to approve staff recommendation for a public hearing.
Motion by Ms. Taney.
Second.
Second by Ms. Smith. All in favor? Or was it Mr. Kluss? Second by Mr. Kluss. Thank you. Let the record be corrected. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.